Alright, we're now beginning a new sugya. Everything we've been talking about for the last two sugyas in terms of parts we will made and lovewood, all the similarities and differences between sukkah and ervin, are all being discussed in context of this brisa that was brought up to address the main point of our sugya. So we conveniently left out the main part of our sugya for now, because now is what I really, really hope we really talk about it. And we talk about all the tangential parts of the sugya. But now we get to the heart and soul of our sugya, which is the sugya of Migo. It's not Migo of Vasra and Bavitsia, it's a different kind of Amigo. So comes the Gemara back in Zayin and Aleph on the Mishnah Shtayim Kilchasim. So the Mishnah told us you can build the sugya, Shtayim Kilchasim, Shtayim Tefach, I'm a rabbah. So there are two girsels. Our girs says I'm a rabba, but then the Bach and other many people switch it to rabba. At first glance, what's the difference? Rabba, rabba, aleph, hey, it's going to make all the difference in the world, because rabba and rabba, each one of them has a unique sheet, the nukhaz erevin, that may greatly impact the sugya. So we'll just read it the way with the agos, the Bach, I'm a rabba, that the chayim le Shabbos, if a person constructed a sukkah, you know, even have it on the wall, we'll just read it in the excesses over here, if a person built himself a sukkah, a shtayim kirchas and a shlish afilu tefach. So the sukkah is kasher, there's no question about it. But now when Shabbos rolls around, Shabbos Chol Moed, Yom Tov, every week the sukkah is again, by definition, is going to have one, at least Shabbos. We'll have one. If it's a Shmina Teres, it may end up with two, but if it's a Shabbos, it's a Shabbos Yomim, you can have one Shabbos in there. So now the question comes, wait a second, Rabbi, I have a kosher sukkah, but I can't carry into that sukkah. How am I going to get anything into the sukkah? Because that surah of a shtayim kiyuchas of shlish afilu tefach doesn't bode very well in terms of carrying on Shabbos. We know to carry on Shabbos, the standards are much, much higher than that. We have standards deraisa, we have standards derabbana, and this doesn't seem to meet any of the standards. So comes Rabbi and says, an unbelievable chiddush, no problem. So says Rabbi, I also learned Maseches Erevin, and I also know that Shabbos Chanukah you can't carry in that sukkah. But Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkot, you can carry that sukkah. Give you a freebie. Give you a green light to carry in that sukkah. My high. All of a sudden, because Erevin changes. So Rabbi says, yeah, because Erevin changes. V'chein the Shabbos, why? Migoy dav yedoy finin in sukkah, have yedoy finin in Shabbos. That since, that's what Migo really means, since this dofen is a good dofen, this third dofen is a good enough dofen for the purposes of Hilchos, sukkah. That's the halacha sina shtayim kirchas shushafil tefach. So too, that dofen also can double and can serve as a dofen for Shabbos, even though it doesn't meet the regular standards of hilchas Shabbos. That's okay, and that's all munach in this mystical, magical term called migo da havi dofen in sukkah, havi dofen in Shabbos. Ad kan duvi rabba. In a million years, I never would have said such a thing. And I'm not even sure I understand it even after it was said. What a game is that? Shabbos chud, sukkah chud. What is a sukkah impact in Chas Erevin? And yet, that's exactly what Rabbi says. Migud avi dafel, in Shabbos, in sukkah, avi dafel, in sukkah. In case you thought that somehow this wasn't the real thing, deraisa, that somehow with deraisa we had something else up our sleeve, so Rashi is very, very quick to depict for us that this is a real issue on the level of deraisa. Rashi places the sukkah in the following area. Zot Rashi. V'chein l'shabbos. Af al bishat tzorach l'shabbos shalosh mechitzas l'yasur shasei yochid. Even though the bare bone minimum for Shabbos is three mechitzas. Even that doesn't work with the Rabbanah, but minat Torah you need three mechitzas. Shabbos shal sukkahs mutl nismoch ha mechitzta sukkah. On the Shabbos of sukkahs you can rely on the sukkah tikka mechitzas. Look where Rashi places the sukkah. Unbelievably, after like take a double take. It must be shesarabim. The sukkah is in shesarabim. You see the word shesarabim. You know what alarm bells have to go off in your mind. You know what? Skila, chatos, isbeizim, chashas vehesia. That is the real McCoy. And Rashi says, no problem. I know all that. Says Rashi. I also know that carrying on Shabbos and shesarabim is deraisa. No problem. And listen to what the guy's doing. The fellow's got a sukkah in the middle of the street. Sukkah the piskay, near his house. Sukkah the angel of Shtayim, because it's a little tefach. Machnis umeitzi heimena lebeisai. Smutta lechatchila.
It's the street. This is mummy downtown. Man, this is the worst. I didn't say that's the worst. It's just around the rice. You got 600,000 people running all over the place. You got, it's the disaster. And his house is next door. What do we call his house? A what? Just a yochid. So he's walking, carrying from here to here. Shalom Yisrael. Nothing wrong. I mean, I don't mean there's a break here, but he goes mamash from his house into, right into the sukkah. Head to Gomor. Head to Gomor. He's in the middle of the street. There's a Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. It doesn't have three mechitzes around it, so it's part of the Rosh Hashanah Deraisa that it's in the middle of. The guy's carrying from Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. I should take him out to give him skila. And Rashi is singing Baruch Elohim with him and saying he's bringing his children and everything is hunky-dory. You can't blame Rashi. That's what Rabbah said. I'm a Rabbah. Mika David Deifel and Sukkah David Deifel and Shabbos. This is quite a din. Needs these a lot. So the Ran, when he analyzes the sugya, comes around and says, you overdid it, over-dramatized it as usual. Says the Ran, let's look a little bit more carefully at this picture. Right? 7 by 1. Our initial reaction is, this is crazy. This is a Rosh Hashanah Deraisa. What's going on? What's flying? Says the Ran. That's Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, says the Ran. Come on. You have three mechitzas there. Where's the third mechitzah? That little shmichik at the edge is a chamechitza. It's one tefach b'keishi. Says the Ran, what, you forgot? You forgot the top of Zion and Aleph. The Gemara already qualified that little shmichik over there and said it's not as little a shmichik as you thought it was. There's much more than meets the eye. What do we know about this little shmichik of a tefach? What else do we know about it, says the Ran? It's not exactly where you put it. Where was it? Where was this little shmishik of a tefach? First of all, it wasn't even a tefach. It was really 1.1. And where was it placed? Perfectly placed where? By 2.9 away. So now you do the math. Oh, now you do the math. You have 2.9. You get the picture, right? 2.9, it's 1.1, we're going to risk it again. Oh, we got four tefachim, not bad. Ron said, I'm not finished yet. I'm not finished because I'm a Roimer. What did Rabbi Simon tell us? What else is there for good luck? It's just a Pesach there. It's just a Pesach door for another three tefachim. Right? You got a whole wall over here, says the Ron. So says the Ron, you, Rabbi Sevelovsky, were chepering the Gemara, and you were jumping in Rashi, and you were getting all bent out of shape, that you have Rosh Hashanah Deraisa here. Zok the Ron, what do you mean Rosh Hashanah Deraisa? You have Rosh Hashanah Yochid Deraisa here. This is Gemaldik. You have three walls. Is this true? Three walls is enough to carry Minat Torah. Even according to the Rambam, three walls is enough to be mounted to carry, maybe not Rosh Hashanah Yochid, but it's enough to carry Minat Torah. Says the Ron, what do you want? Before the Gemara of Zion and Aleph, you know, added on to this Tefach, when we first heard Moshe Rabbeinu come down from our Sinai, and we thought it was just a Tefach, just by itself, so we talk out a good kash, it's just a Tefach, where's the third wall? But once we get finished with Zion and Aleph, and we see the Tefach is a Tefach Shechek, it's four Tefachim, Mitzvah Pesach, the whole 9 yards, says the Ran, you have three walls. So therefore what? You have three walls, good. So what's the Ran's kasha? So what do you want? We need a Migo for. What do you need good morning? Rabbi Mechadish Amigo, the Ron just took the sugya and asked the exact opposite kasha. We asked the kasha, the Migo doesn't make any sense. The Ron says the Migo is guilty of what? It's overkill. What do you need the Migo for? It's kasha been on its own merits. It's kasha because we have three walls. And every time the Gedari knows three walls, enough to be not for the Kari Minotara. I ain't even the Bezim enough. Mavi Sosum. What you have is a Mavi Sosum here. That's basically what you got.
Also against that
Chazon Ish
that we just said?
Chazon Ish?
You're using
Lovud. Ooh, you mean the Ron? You mean you're using Lovud? Well, the Gemara says at least the Shlishas you can use Lovud. That's right. I overdid it with the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says you need the Shtayim Tilchus enough to be without Lovud. You're right. You are correct. I overdid it. So the Ron turns the Kasha, turns the Sugya on its head and says, instead of asking, huh, the Ron says, Peter. Does it run? Ron, no, not such pshita. I drew this sukkah a little bit misleading. I made it look like exactly like this. This is 7, and this is 7, right? This is 4 plus 3, 7. Nine, I made this seven, I made this seven, I made this seven. That's not what the sukkah really looks like. Your wife comes out and Erev Sukkah says, that's the sukkah. I put you in charge of one thing I asked you to do. I'm cooking for Yontif. I told you to do one thing, to build a sukkah. And you built me a shtayim to yukhul shlisha for your tefach with a tefach shechik with a pesach. She says, could you please extend the sukkah a little bit? Says, sure, darling. What does he do? He goes to Home Depot, gets some more wood. Plenty of wood there because all the people who were buying it to make love with the chazdish said they can't use it. So there's plenty of wood left over. It's a deal. It's a sale on wood. And what does the guy do? The poor yeshiva guy says, my wife told me, I'll sukkah, it's good enough. Shalom Ba'i says, b'chayev mo'ah. So what does he do? So he builds, he extends this one. What does he not bother extending? The other one, why not? Because it's been a lamdin. Why? Why don't I bother extending the wall? It's a chpsali yaitzim in a sukkah. So his wife hits the seal, she hits the schach on the first night. She comes in and says, where's the other one? How am I going to sit there? The next door neighbors are going to see. And they can know that I'm home for Yom Tov. I'm embarrassed. I'm humiliated. And I'm home for Yom Tov. They didn't go away for Sukkot. So at that point, it's too late. You can't fix it. But Rabbi Yisai, he builds a sukkah. This is a very normal sukkah. This is a bavshah psalim yatsvistas gevaldik. And where is he sitting in the sukkah? We alarmed him. So he sits himself over here. Says his wife, if you want sneers, you can sit over here. Okay, but he's sitting over here. He's sitting in the cooler. She's more machmir than him. She only sits in a real sukkah. She won't rely on psal yetz b'nesukkah. So he's not so firm. He relies on the tashim apeh psal yetz b'nesukkah. She needs the real mukkah. Good. So, comes around and says, wait a second. Once we put this guy in the psal yetz b'nesukkah, don't forget, it now happens to be the first night happens to be Shabbos. Bad luck. First night is Friday night. So now, what do they want to do? Where's the house? The house is over here. His wife says, could you please bring the chulent out of the house, Shabbos morning, out of the house, into where you're sitting, over here. What's he doing? Says the Ran. What's he doing? He's carrying to an area, count those mechitzas. How many mechitzas is he surrounded by? I'm sitting over here. Ilchus Erevin. I didn't say Ilchus Sukkah. Ilchus Sukkah, I'm fine, Sal Yetzirah Sukkah. As long as I got one wall following me, I'm good. The Ilchus Erevin, the buck stopped here. Your Erev stopped over here. That's the end of your Rishas Yochid. Your wife's in Rishas Yochid, but she's not eating children. You're eating children. So it's the Friday night children. He's with all his chever. They're all sitting around, singing Ufrei Salei, Narachim Ani Yochim, and he's bringing the children from his house, which is Rishas Yochid Deraisa, into an area that is what? That is no longer covered by three mechitzas. Dr. Ryan, that's what Rabbi was talking about. When Rabbi said, Migod avidoifin in sukkah avidoifin in Shabbos, what Rabbi meant is that midda araisa, this stunt no longer works, says Rabbi. Because midda araisa, he's not within the third mechitzah. His wife's in the third mechitzah, but she's having the child. For him to carry the child from the house to here, this taka needs migod avidoifin in Shabbos. I'm sorry, migod avidoifin in sukkah, avidoifin in Shabbos. Sala yoytzim in a sukkah is a din yuchas sukkah, but it's not a din in mechitzis. So vis-a-vis yuchas Shabbos and Erevin, lu lay the migod, not for that chiddush adin of Rabbi's unbelievable chiddush called diga, which we don't really understand. So I would have said, guys, chayv skill of kelim the children. Kim ushas yoch, tushas a rabbim, kamash bulan rabbim, migod avidoifin in sukkah, avidoifin in Shabbos. So the Ran explained that Psali Yetzvi the Sukkah is what forces Rabbi to be Bechadish, this din of Migo. Again, I don't know what Migo is based on, but at least I know why I need it, according to the Ran. And then the Ran backs down a little bit. He says, you know, he says, even without my razzle dazzle shtickle Torah, even for the Rebbetzin, you still need a din of Migo. What do you need a din of Migo? It's okay, I'm covered, I got three walls, what's the problem? What do you need Migo for? You know what's the answer, by sir? What do you need Migo for? On the level of the Rabbana, I need Migo. Why? Because even though Minat Torah, you're allowed to carry in any area that's surrounded by three walls, but the very first mission, Ervin, Beis HaMinach, teaches us what? The Takana was, a Mavi Sosom, you have to put up a what? A Lech Yerakir, if it's a Chatzi Nipastalat, you're not allowed to carry Lamais in an area unless it has four walls on it. So here I built myself a sukkah. Forget about Damayach or the Psal Yetz in the sukkah. Everybody's sitting in the cozy seven Tvachim sukkah. And now I want to carry from my house into the, I want to carry from my house over here into the sukkah. Wait a second.
Minat Torah, I thought I don't need Minah. I don't need Rav for Midrash. So Midrash has three walls. But Midrabbanan, I still need Minah. So maybe, says the Rav, maybe Rav was only talking on the level of the Rabbanan. Maybe in a Chinami. Maybe on a level of the Rais, I thought I don't need the Minah. Kamash Blood Rabba, vis a vis the Din de Rabbanan, that you need four walls. And Sukkah, Shabbos Chomer Sukkah, you don't need the fourth wall. Because Bigot Avidah for the Din, Sukkah Avidah for the Din Shabbos. So the Rav is able to finagle through that. Rabba's din was necessary. Again, we have no idea what it's based on, but Rabba's din was necessary. It's potentially necessary on a level of deraisa in a case of psalah yaitse, and it's for sure necessary on a level of derabban in every sukkah, because lamaisa, you don't have the fourth wall. So I'd count the presentation of the rabbis. So Rabbi say, one thing is that yaitse in Midivri Haran is that Migo works. Migo's a matir. Either it's a matir in the most extreme sense of a deraisadika problem, or at least in the watered down version, at least it's a matir of a derabonadika problem. And then the Rav makes it about face, and he discovers a riff. Or, I can't say really accurately, discovers a riff. Discovers a what?
Not a
not a riff. A lack thereof of a riff. It's a famous story from Rav Chaim that somebody came to ask Rav Chaim about something. And he said, bring me a Rambam. And he opens up the Rambam and he closes it. And he says, that's my Raya. That's the Raya. The fact that the Rambam didn't write something, you could bring a Raya. So you have to bring Rayas from what the Rambam says, where the Rambam says things, how the Rambam says things, and what the Rambam doesn't write. So the Rambam says the same thing. I bring a Raya from the Rif. And the Rif doesn't say. The Rif doesn't quote this Gemara. It doesn't quote it. It doesn't make mention in the New York. Not on the page. Doesn't appear in Hilchos HaRif. Why not? So the Ran suggests the following interesting idea. So the Ran, maybe the reason why the Rif left out this Din of Migo is because he held that this Migo was never said to be matir or anything. No one's going to really be matir. This Migo is so wild. There isn't something based on. Rava was telling you a theoretical Din in the world of Deraisas that this Migo works at a level of Deraisa. My nafkamina that works on the level of deraisa, that it could create a rishasayochid deraisa. That the standards of rishasayochid deraisa are different on Shabbos Chol Moed Sukkos than the other rest of the year. That's the principle of Migo. And my nafkamina, the following. Let's say a person would be standing in the middle of the street. Okay, Rashi put the guy standing in the house. The guy standing in the middle of the street. And he tosses something into this kind of a little diagram of a Shtayim Kiyuchas of a Shulchan Aruch Tefach. If it wouldn't be Shabbos of Sukkis, what would I paskin about this scenario? The simple case, not just wild case, like an easy case. The original case in the Mishnah, come on, before the Amoraim added on, there's that. The guy standing over here, in the middle of the street, he tosses something into this diagram. What would you say about this fellow? We say, it's Chayv HaPot. What? Your regular Shabbos Chanukah. Unless it was more than Dalal Amos, that would be a different chiyuv carrying out less than Dalal Amos. Three and a half Amos into this area, I'd say he carried less than Dalal Amos, which is a Ram, finished. Dos the Rishas Ram, and Dos the Rishas Ram. What's the big deal? Kum the Rabban says, Miga Dabi Deif in the Indian Sukkah, just as Min HaTorah, it's a kosher of sukkah that the Torah does give credibility to this shlish of the treats it like a mechitza, haraya, it's kosher of sukkah. For the nami, it's called the mechitza of a Shabbos, and therefore we could label this area as a Rosh Hashiach and Yeraisa. L'chayev es hazerik l'seichai achiyachat. Send you to the base of skila for this, for this miga. But we're going to be matar and shulchan aruch, anything based on this miga, forget it. And that's why the Rif left it out. Why? Why? You tell me why. Because what's the Rif's job? To write things in a lemaisa. The Rif is not writing things for this Bizman Shabbos Mikdash Shekhaim and Hilchos Sanhedrin, because the Rif didn't write on Zvachim in the Menachas either. So the Rif only wrote on the thing lemaisa. So he's learning Masechah Sukkah. Those parts of Sukkah. He doesn't write about Simchat Beis Shoeva. He doesn't write about the parts of Lula B'Mikdash. He writes about the parts of Magia Lemaisa. In Fez Morocco, in the year 1000, when the Rif lived, nobody cared about whether Migo Havi Devil and Sukkah. The Lamdonim cared about it, but Lemaisa people, they couldn't care less about it. It wasn't on the Smicha curriculum in Fez.
Because nobody cares about Lamaisa. That's why the Rif left it. So state the Ran Bidasar. So again, this doesn't solve our problem entirely, because the Rif at least is still accepting it in the perfect world, the level of Deraisa. It is still Deraisa like a klal, and we still have no idea how or what the mechanism that works is. But it takes the sting out of it, because it's on the books. A lot of things on the books, but no one's going to really do it. Whereas the Ran says, no, we're going to do it. We're the Ran sitting in Spain in the 1200s. We're going to do this. We're going to have people eating in sukkahs based on this. We're going to have people carrying shulam based on this. We're going to implement this lemaisa. The Rif would never implement this lemaisa, even though he agreed that it works in the perfect world of love of the Rai. So, and then the Ran backs down and says, you know what? If the Rif wasn't willing to implement it, far be it for me to implement it. I'm not going to do it either, says the Ran. You know, I'm too nervous to be matir anyone to actually carry the children. Rashi had no qualms. The guy's carrying things right back and forth in the street. But the Ran's not really going to let you do it, because I'm not even sure that it works. Lamaisa, but again, Deraisa really does work, which of course keeps on pushing the question back. How does it work with Deraisa? But Lamaisa doesn't work, says the Ran, indefinitely. Now, just because the Rif omitted it, doesn't necessarily mean that the Ran's pshat is the correct pshat in the Rif. There may be another reason why the Rif omitted it. Any other reasons why? Why should we pass like Rabbi? The Gemara quotes Rabbi as a cash in defense problem. So it's hard to explain. If just because we don't understand it, if this, then why the Rif should have left it out? So the Rush almost takes the Ran and takes over the Ran. Comes the Rush and says, I'll tell you why the Rif left it out. Not because it's not true, but because it's what? Because it's so what? Because it's so obvious. Any Tom, Dick, and Harry could have figured this out. Anybody could have figured it out, says the Rush. You know why? Well, once the Gemara tells us that the Shlisa Fil Tefach is a joke, it's a farce. It's not really Shlisa Fil Tefach. It's really this. It's really a Tefach Sheikh with it, to a Pesach, with the whole nine yards. So it's a Mils Nipshita. So we made the complete circle. The Ran was the one who first asked this Kasha and then said, no, it's not so Pshita. And then he says, I said, why did the Rif left it out? Because it's not really true. Lamaisa. And the Rush says, no, your first statement, the Ran, was better than your second statement. The Rush says, the real reason why the Rif left it out was because we said it first. At the beginning, I think it was right. But it's such a real slip shita. What? Right. I mean, you have to touch it up a little bit, right? So when all the dust settles, Bein Lefiha Ran, Bein Lefiha Rush, Bein Lefiha Rif, whether the Ran's shot or the Rush's shot is right, there is one common denominator from everybody under the sun in the sugya. They're having nuances of what the Rif did or didn't say, would have said, should have said, could have said, should we let it to Lamaisa, not like that. But everybody so far we've seen holds that when Rava said it, he meant what he said, even on the level of Deraisa. Whether Lamaisa we can implement it is another story, but it's going to affect and change the world on the level of Deraisa. This is a Deraisa. They got these magic terms, these magic letters, Migo, is a real bona fide din in the Torah. It works with the Raisa. Belishim Sofen. How far it works, Lamaisa for us and Tavshin Ayim Ches is negotiable, it's up for grabs, but it's a Deraisa concept. But the Rush is not arguing. I mean, according to the Rush, you don't really have. Okay. Maybe the Rush is shot in the Rift. Okay, maybe. So unlike the Rishonim, Rashi, Rif, Ran, who had no qualms with this principle. No one explained it to us yet. They had no problems with this principle level of Deraisa. Unlike the Gedaliah Rishonim, he entered into the world of the Acharonim, and all of a sudden, we can't figure this out. The Pnei Yeshua and our Sugya throws his hands up and it says, Lo Yitochin Lagid Devar Kazeh. This is the Deraisa. What kind of Deraisa is this? What kind of game is this? Because it's good in stuff, it's good in neighborhood. What kind of story is this? How can you be about to assume their eyes are based on this? How can you even have a guy steal a based on this meal? We don't even know what the words mean. So Pnei Yeshua says they have to go back to the drawing board and relearn the entire sugya of Rab and Amigo. And again, he's not Ma'ira Belev Shalom that he's against all the Rishonim, but the nice he is. But between you and me, and so compelling his argument, it's such a difficult concept. So the Pnei Yeshua says, if you go really, really back to the heart and soul of the Migo, you'll come to the realization that Mina Torah, this thing is Lahoyu Dvar. We've never heard of such a thing in the level of Deraisa. This is purely a figment of, in a bad way, of the Rabbanan's institution. Chazal instituted it. They came up with this idea. It works on the Rabbanan problems. It solves Rabbanan issues. It creates Rabbanan problems, Rabbanan solutions. Deraisa, I can't believe it's up to Yeshua that anybody would ever believe that this really works with Deraisa. But they knew, the Ran said it, Rashi said it, the Rif probably said it. They probably did say it works Deraisa. What was so compelling to Pnei Yeshua? So we have to wait hopefully until tomorrow. When Yeshua was so convinced, Eish Lahava, and he has to revamp the entire Sugya in order to defend his understanding of the Sugya, even though again, the Sugya's come to the head of Yeshua and the Rishayim doesn't sound this way. So hopefully that's Hashem tomorrow. So,